personally, what I get out of it is that she's expressing her feelings of hurt by the guy, because the guy hurt her. This song was pretty much about a guy that hurt her and left her, and she was all mad about it. So she wrote this song, and in that song, it's like she's just expressing her hurt. Now, how many of you realize that almost majority of music we listen to, there's hurt, there's loneliness and isolation in it? How many of you think that? The great songs, they make for great stories. Why do you think we like them so much for that? Anybody got any ideas why we like them? Because they relate to people. Bingo. Now, how many of you know that, how many of you have gone through that kind of hurt where you've had like a relationship failure or somebody's, you kind of feel like isolated and lonely? Anybody feel like you're always alone? Anybody? I kind of feel that way sometimes too. Like I'll sit at home and I'll be like, I have lots of friends, but I don't feel like they're with me like right now. Like I feel like I'm all alone sitting in my room. Or I could be with a crowd of people, like a huge group, and feel completely alone. And God wants to tell you something really cool, because I learned something in the last like couple months, and I've been, when I was asked to speak on this topic that you're never alone, I was like, do I really believe that we're never alone? I'm like, I do. I know it up here, but do I know it in the heart? And God's been like, you know it in the heart because I've been showing you that you're never alone. And I need 5 volunteers. 1, 2, 3, 4. I need one more. One more volunteer. All to come up to the front. Come on. You put your hand up. One of you two. Come on, one of you two. Come on, one more person. Come on. Now, I need you each to grab a piece of paper from my hand. There should be 5. Oop, there's one. Now, as you guys read this, it's a Bible verse. Now, I'm going to get you guys to say the Bible verse that you have on your piece of paper. And there's on your papers, there's underlined words, and I want you to emphasize those words when you say it, and you guys can use the mic to say it. Who wants to start? And also say the version that it has on there, because it does say right underneath the passage, the version of the Bible that it is. Okay. Who wants to start? Anybody want to start?
I do. John 14:16, New King James Version. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
Bible. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever.
Okay. John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, and who will never leave you. Okay.
Now, all you guys that were listening, I hope you guys were listening. Who was listening?
I was.
I like Kevin's enthusiasm. I really do. Now, what did Jesus, this was Jesus speaking for those of you who didn't know. What did he say he would ask the Father for? A helper? What else? An advocate? Okay, come on, where's the youth? I like Kevin's answers, but I want to hear your answers, guys. You're like all like blank walls, like. So basically, there's 5 different versions that I had you guys listen to and hear. And in each version, they had different interpretations of what Jesus had said there. Some called him an advocate. Some called him a friend. Another called him a helper. And the last part was very important. Of all those verses, at the very end of the verses, it all said, he will be with you always in that sort of frame. He was basically saying that the Holy Spirit is always there for you. He never leaves you alone. He's always sitting right beside you or inside you and dwelling in you. And that's the reality of things. And how many of you know that? How many of you really know it in your heart? Who wants to know it in their heart? Anybody want to know it in their heart? That Jesus has given us the Holy Spirit that's always there? Who wants to know that in the heart? I do. I don't want to ever feel alone. Like, isn't that great? You guys can sit down if you'd like. You guys are just like sitting there. I feel like making you guys all move. I want everybody to spread out through the whole room. No, this is gonna be good. Spread out through the whole room. Get yourself an isolated spot by yourself. Like, so you're not within like talking distance of somebody else throughout the room. And Kevin, can I get you to do me a favor? There's a bunch of pieces of paper there. Hand everybody a piece of paper and a pen.
Hey, you guys. Could you do me a really, really big favor? Can you try and remember that, I don't know if you've ever been up in front of a crowd of people trying to speak at any point. If you haven't, come talk to me because we'll get you up here. It can be really difficult when everybody is talking amongst themselves. So I'm only asking that you just give Tim a little bit of respect for the fact that he's up here talking. If you don't really want to listen to what he has to say, that's fine. But if you're going to socialize, you guys can go somewhere else and do that. That's cool? Thanks.
So you're going to get given a piece of paper and a pencil or a writing utensil. And I want you guys to write a question out for yourselves. Do I feel alone, God? And have you actually sent your Holy Spirit to be with me? And can you remind me of who I am? Can you guys write that down when you get a paper? Who can remember what I just said? Anybody? Okay. So the basic question is going to be simple. It's going to be simple. I'll make it even simpler. God, when I feel alone, where are you? How many can think they can ask that question to God? Anybody think they can ask that question to God? I think I can. So, what I'm going to do is get Storm to put some music on, and I'm going to get you guys to just write whatever you feel God says to you. Like, how many of you have ever just think they, also, before I do this, how many of you know you can hear God's voice? Okay. So you all can hear God's voice, just so you know. It's very easy. The first couple thoughts, that spontaneous thoughts come to you, just write it down. Write it down. And what I'm going to get you guys to do after you guys write for a few minutes, you're going to share with a group of four or five people of your friends what God has spoken to you. So just go for it. Guys, how many of you got something? I got something. I got that I'm awesome, but that's okay. Maybe that's just my arrogance. I don't know. We'll see. I'll work on that. I got a journal about that one. But I want you guys now to get in groups of four or five, if you could do that, and just share what you guys got from God together in a group. And then as you're in those groups, I'm going to hand you a piece of paper. So get in clear, like circle groups, so you guys can share. Four or five, however many you guys want, like a bigger groups. And if somebody is without a group, go join somebody else's group. Just join them. If there's six, it's no big deal.